Hi, this is Samantha. Welcome to our Compliance and Ethics Minute. A federal jury found three individuals associated with dozens of hospice and home health companies: Rodney Mesquias, 47, Henry McGinnis, 47, and Francisco Pina, 82, guilty for their roles in a $154 million healthcare fraud scheme, one of whom was a mayor in Texas at the time. According to evidence presented at trial, from 2009 to 2018, Mesquias, McGinnis, and Pina engaged in a scheme that involved over $150 million in false and fraudulent claims for hospice and other healthcare services. Mesquias owned and controlled the Merida Group, a large healthcare company that operated dozens of locations throughout Texas. McGinnis was CEO. Pina, a licensed physician, was a medical director for the Merida Group and was at the time the mayor of Rio Bravo, Texas. According to evidence presented at trial, the Merida Group enrolled patients with long-term incurable diseases, such as Alzheimer's and dementia, at group homes, nursing homes, and in-housing projects by falsely telling them that they had less than 6 months to live, and sent chaplains to lie to their parents and discuss last rites in preparation for their imminent death. In fact, the patients were not suffering from a terminal illness that was expected to result in their death within 6 months, as is required to qualify for hospice services, and were in some circumstances walking, driving, working, and even coaching athletic sporting events, the evidence at trial showed. However, the defendants kept the patients on services for multiple years in order to increase revenue. Mesquias also fired employees who refused to go along with the fraud, and he directed them not to mess with his patients or mess with his money by discharging patients from the services. Pina told a cooperating witness that with respect to hospice patients, the way you make money is by keeping them alive as long as possible. Thank you. To learn more about compliance and ethics, visit mednetconcepts.com.